Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres added Israel's military to a global list of offenders for committing violations against children. Israel's UN envoy, Gilad Erdan, posted a video on social media of him responding to the courtesy phone call.
I am utterly shocked and disgusted by this shameful decision of the Secretary General. You know that Israel's army is the most moral army in the world. And I have to tell you another thing. The only one who is blacklisted today is the Secretary General.
UN spokesperson Stefan Dujarric criticized that video.
Ambassador Erdan's video recording of that phone call and the partial release of that recording on Twitter is shocking and unacceptable, and frankly something I've never seen in my 24 years serving this organization.
Meanwhile, a U.S. military-built pier designed to carry aid into Gaza by boat has been reconnected to the beach in the besieged territory. This is after it broke apart in storms and rough seas. The U.S. Central Command said on Friday that food and other supplies will begin flowing in the coming days. The pier section that connects to the beach in Gaza was rebuilt 2 weeks after heavy storms damaged it and abruptly halted what had already been a troubled delivery route. Central Command says that operations of the reconnected pier will be ramped up soon, with a goal to get 1 million pounds of food and other supplies moving through the pier into Gaza every 2 days. Again, the U.S. military-built pier that was designed to carry the aid into Gaza by boat was reconnected to the beach after it broke apart in storms and rough seas. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden, in a speech on Friday, drew in the inspiration of World War II heroes in the modern-day fight for democracy. Details from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president stood at Francis Point d'Oak, on the same spot where Ronald Reagan 40 years earlier honored Army Rangers who scaled seaside cliffs to take out German artillery positions. The president urged Americans to hear their voices.
They're not asking us to scale these cliffs, but they're asking us to stay true to what America stands for.
The president drew an implicit contrast with Donald Trump, who's threatened to dismantle U.S. commitments overseas if elected again. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Biden has, for the first time, publicly apologized to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for a months-long congressional holdup in American military assistance that let Ukraine, or I should say let Russia, make battlefield gains. Biden and Zelensky met Friday in France, where they attended ceremonies marking the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings. Biden told Zelensky he apologized to the Ukrainian people for the weeks of not knowing if more assistance would come, while the U.S. Congress waited 6 months before sending him a $61 billion military aid package. The Democrat insists Americans stand by Ukraine. A military trial has commenced in Kinshasa, the capital of Congo, on Friday for 51 suspects, including 3 Americans accused of involvement in last month's coup attempt. The suspects appeared in court facing multiple charges such as terrorism, murder, and criminal association. AP correspondent Charles E. Ledesma reporting.
The military trial of 51 suspects, including 3 Americans, accused of being involved in a foiled coup attempt in Congo last month, has opened in Kinshasa. The suspects face several charges, including terrorism, murder, and criminal association. All face the death penalty. 6 people were killed during an attack last month on the presidential palace and a minister's house, led by a little-known opposition figure, Christian Malanga, alongside Malanga's 21-year-old son, Marcel Malanga, who's a U.S. citizen. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South African opposition parties are meeting and will continue to crunch talks into next week to consider the ruling African National Congress's offer to become part of a government of national unity. ANC failed to secure a majority in last week's highly contested election, but some opposition parties are already rejecting the party's offer. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.